Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to week 10 of the NFL season, and it is time for another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. This show comes to you every single week by these great sponsors. That's West Central Trophies, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, and ACC Midwest Transportation. And let's introduce who is on the show today, if I can get words out of my mouth. Lyle, you're in the upper left-hand corner. You start.
Lyle Dickman, Litchfield, Minnesota today. Feeling awesome after a 7-2 start and enjoying some Vikings football now that Josh Dobbs' mania has swept the nation. This is crazy. Vikings football is on the rise.
We will talk about that for sure. Justin.
Hey, I got off to a good start, but now I'm just trying to grind and battle through never-ending injuries, keep my teams at the 500 mark-ish for a couple weeks, and then hopefully sneak into the playoffs and come away with a championship. You know, none of my teams are great, but they're all good enough, so we'll see what happens.
Eric.
Sounds like Justin's ex-girlfriends. They're all good enough. Not great, but good enough. Now I'm Eric LeBroughton from Hutchinson, Minnesota. You know, John, I think to win fantasy football, you got to be as ruthless as me. You take advantage of people who had brain surgery, and you get a trade for – you get George Kittle for Wilson, for Russell Wilson. And you make the trade, and you just do it with a smile on your face. That's how you win fantasy football.
Yeah, we should talk about that off air. My name is John Jennings, and my squad, Chilled Charbonnet, is finally working its way up the long hair division here in the Loon Fantasy Football League. 6-3, feeling pretty good about it. We'll see. I mean, there's still plenty of time left, but I'm just happy to be at least over a 50% chance of getting into the playoffs in what is always a rugged Loon Fantasy Football League. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about fantasy football, daily fantasy football. Our goal is to help you win your league. So if we can help you out in any way, grab that free 94.1 The Loon app, push that little blue button in the lower right-hand corner, and that will send us a message right here in studio. Or you can send us an email. It's 941theloonrocks@gmail.com. Let's take a look at the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. These are some updates and some newer injuries. These guys are out for week 10, including Daniel Jones, knee injury. He is out. Cam Akers tore his Achilles. That is season ending for sure. And then we've got just a couple more, including Joshua Palmer. He is on short-term IR. And then he's on a bye, but Dallas Goedert had a forearm fracture. He is going to be out for the foreseeable future. Here are the guys who are questionable for week 10. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Will Levis, all questionable. Keep an eye on them tomorrow. And then going over to the wide receivers, a whole list. Ja'Marr Chase has a back injury. T. Higgins is trending toward being out. He's got a hamstring. Nico Collins, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Josh Downs, Christian Watson, K.J. Osborne, and Pop Douglas all show up as questionable. You want to keep an eye on them tomorrow morning. As far as tight ends go, TJ Hockenson from the Vikes took a nasty little rib hit. He is questionable, as is Dalton Kincaid, Austin Hooper, and Dave Njoku. These guys are in, according to, at least for right now, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray coming back is going to be in this week. Joe Mixon had a chest injury. He is trending toward being in. DeAndre Hopkins has a toe injury. He should be in, and Logan Thomas should be in as well. Lyle brought it up. Lyle, why don't you talk about it? Josh Dobbs mania has begun in Minnesota. What do you think?
I can't believe it. I've watched some highlights. I didn't even listen to the game this weekend, but I just got a feeling that this is a totally different team now that we have a mobile quarterback. I think that's been the talk of everything. But now there's no statue back there. Dobbs can actually move around in the pocket. Be very curious to see when Justin Jefferson gets back how this team looks. But for now, we'll take a win, and they look like they actually have a chance to make the playoffs, which I don't think we were saying that about 4 weeks ago.
Eric, Josh Dobbs, we have a one-week sample of Josh Dobbs here in Minnesota. We have Kirk Cousins with a season-ending injury. Do the Vikings get sign a contract with now to probably be discounted Kirk Cousins because of the injury and bring him back? Is Dobbs the answer? Do we draft a quarterback? What say you?
You know, we've talked about this several times on the show. I mean, I like Kirk Cousins. He happened to be looking like almost an all-star quarterback the last two games before he got hurt. But reality is reality, John. This guy, he's a loser. I mean, he doesn't win big games. When I say he's a loser, I'm not saying the guy seems great. I watched the show. It seems like a great guy. But he doesn't win big games. We'll never win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. Do we want a guy on our team that we know is going to be good? We know he's going to be fine. We know he's a top 15 quarterback. Does a top 15 quarterback do us any good to make a Super Bowl? Heck no. We need to draft a quarterback. We need the Patrick Mahomes of the world. We see all these young quarterbacks coming out and winning Super Bowls for their teams. Kirk Cousins is not that guy. So as much as I like Kirk Cousins, and I would say give him another year while we draft a young quarterback, kind of like Justin would say, sure. But at the very most, you know, bring him in so you can bring a young guy in to kind of sit behind him for maybe a half a season.
Justin, I was waxing nostalgic about the Denny Green days when we would bring in Warren Moon, we would bring in Jim McMahon, we would bring in Randall Cunningham, and then draft guys around that position with a quarterback that we knew could play football. What's your take on this quarterback situation?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say it worked better than what most franchises do and just put all their chips into drafting a rookie. I mean, look at the poor New York Jets, decades of, you know, not even top 20 quarterback play. I mean, they're basically for the last, I don't know, 20 years, 30 years, maybe looking back, have had probably bottom 12 quarterback play. That's gotta be awful. Yeah. Eric nailed it. The play is just like the Chiefs did with Mahomes. They had Alex Smith draft a quarterback, invest an early pick. If there is somebody with some talent that you identify, doesn't even have to be necessarily first round. I mean, you're finding quarterbacks second, third, fourth round, it's possible, but you got to try, right? And try while you have a quarterback. If you wait till you don't, you set your franchise back years.
Yeah, I hear you. But it was fun to watch, and I hope for nothing but the best because Josh Dobbs seems like a reasonable fellow as well. We're going to come back on the Fantasy Football Foursome and talk daily fantasy strategy for Week 10. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time to talk daily fantasy strategy for Week 10. And all of my stuff is main slate, but you know, throw out any names you guys want. Let's kick it off with quarterbacks. Lyle, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to try to find some value. We were just talking about this during the break that Kyler Murray, he's coming back at $5,900, probably the lowest price you'll see him at. I know all his weapons aren't going to be available. It sounds like Connor maybe is coming back, but he's got Brown to throw to. He's got a tight end who's emerging, and he always runs. So $5,900 for Kyler Murray.
Justin.
Yeah, I think most of the listeners, you know, the expensive players that you like going into the week are the ones you want to get in. So I'm going to kind of do the same thing, focus on value. I am going to roll the dice with Will Levis going up against Tampa Bay. I mean, they looked bad last week. They're giving up a ton of yards through the air. And he is only $5,300. Tampa Bay is dead last against quarterbacks for fantasy football.
Yeah. Yeah. CJ Stroud will tell you all about that. Eric, what do you got for quarterbacks?
Yeah. Levis coming off a horrible performance last week. I mean, you'd think he had a bounce back. I think he had like 8 points last week or something like that. It was horrible. But the week before, he had like 5 touchdowns. So let's see what he does this week. I'm going to go with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, fairly cheap. He's down there ways. He went 21 for 30 last week, 265 yards and a touchdown. I don't see him doing much worse this week. And he's a cheap $5,100 going up against Tennessee. I feel like it's going to be a shootout. And I see Baker a safe 20 fantasy points this week.
I like Baker Mayfield as well. I also don't mind some Taylor Heinicke this week in GPPs up against a terrible, terrible Arizona defense. $5,100, same price. I think he's got a pretty high ceiling. If I'm super desperate and need some extra funds, I can't believe I'm saying this, Kenny Pickett against Green Bay. I think the floor is there more than the ceiling, but I don't think I'm going to be throwing a ton of Kenny Pickett out there at $4,900. How about some running backs, Justin?
Well, this week, this is a gut. I'm going to throw Breece Hall out there. because he's another good value still. The price hasn't caught up. But I think I'm going to roll the dice with Bijan Robinson. He's only $6,000. He's going against Arizona, who's 30th. We know Atlanta's going to want to run. And Arthur Smith has not really been giving Robinson the ball for a few weeks now, which tells me he'll probably get 26 carries this week for no good reason whatsoever. And at $6,000 in a great matchup, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think Arthur Smith might be fighting for his job right now. Eric, running backs.
Yeah, I like the Breece Hall call. He's definitely in my lineup. For my second running back, I'm definitely going to put in Tony Pollard this week. He hasn't been great this season, but I think he's due for a bust-out game going up against the really, really awful New York Giants. I see Tony Pollard getting at least 20 fantasy points this week and hoping that he's kind of the guy who explodes this week and helps you win your daily lineup.
Yeah,
God, he's as due as anyone in fantasy football.
Totally agree with that. There's no doubt about it, especially any managers where you drafted him. Lyle, running backs.
Going to go boring here. Alexander Mattison. I don't really like how he's playing, but I think now that Akers is out, I think they're going to give him the ball quite a bit. It's a volume play. He'll get you 20 touches. He'll get you 80, 90 yards. Hopefully he finds the end zone for you at 5,500.
Yeah, I like that one too. I like Rashad White for a value play at $5,800. He had a great week last week, and he's up against Tennessee. And I like the volume Rashad White is getting. I played a lot of Devin Singletary last week, and boy, was that a mistake. But I think he comes back around. I think the value is there at $4,700. Against Cincinnati, which is going to be a tougher matchup than expected, but I think you're going to need to save some bucks at running back. Let's talk about wide receivers. Go ahead, Eric.
All right, John. Yeah, I'm going to kind of go along with Justin's guy here, going with DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins had 11 targets last week. I mean, and like 12 the week before. So I mean, just sheer volume, and they're throwing the ball at him, trying to get him involved all the time. Going up against Tampa Bay, who's 31st against the pass. I mean, you can't get any worse than that. I think Hopkins has, I mean, he has potential here, John, to have like 40 points. Mm-hmm. But he's a safe 15 to 20 points. So,
for sure, Lyle.
I'll go Tank Dell, $5,500. I think he's more boom bust. He's kind of the Gabe Davis so far of maybe some fantasy football play. But I think they're just going to keep using him. When he's been healthy and on the field, he pretty much has produced. I think there's been one down week for him. So $5,500, I think Tank Dell's a good play.
Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to go with old Terry McScorin, hopefully, for Washington, going up against Seattle. Seattle's defense has just not gotten any better all season long. And they seem to generally be in games where their opponents are scoring 20-plus points. And McLaurin's been very steady, very quiet. But if you go look at his numbers, he's getting you double-digit points every single week. Even when it looks like he's not going to, all of a sudden he gets like four catches in the last couple minutes. So I like Terry McLaurin, definitely big play potential, $5,800.
I'm going to throw out, if you've got, like, my big-time guy is Brandon Ayuk at 7,100. And the reason why is because Deebo Samuel is back, and that opens up some different avenues. When Samuel's on the field, Ayuk becomes a better play. I think even Kittle becomes a better play. Congratulations, Eric, for getting him. I like him this week as far as a little bit more value goes with Kyler Murray back on the field. I don't mind some Marquise Brown. I don't even mind Marquise Brown, $5,200. Rondale Moore, $3,000. I think it's worth a shot to take a flyer at somebody like that. Last guy is Deontay Johnson, who just keeps hoovering in balls. It just does not matter who the quarterback is in Pittsburgh, and he's only $5,400. Let's talk about tight ends. Lyle, what do you say?
You know, I'm going to pick Ferguson, Jake Ferguson. I know Justin's a big fan of Turd there, but no, he's been a top five or six tight end the last few weeks. I think he's basically their number two receiver in this offense. So anytime you can find a tight end that is that targeted and that heavily used in an offense, you can't go wrong. 4,600 on DraftKings.
It's weird. We're almost out of tight end roulette. Like, some of these guys are really starting to emerge as fantasy relevant. Justin, tight ends.
Oh, man. So I'm a little torn here. I've been nailing tight end like all season long. I picked up Ferguson off the waiver wire in some leagues. I grabbed some Schultz. I played Johnny Smith during his hot streak. I've been getting very lucky with tight end. And I've been also playing a little bit of the old New Orleans gadget, can do 20 different things, quarterback, running back. So I like him this week. He's pricier. Taysom Hill is who I'm talking about, in case you're wondering. He's up at $5,100. I don't hate, though, the other tight end in New Orleans either. Juwan Johnson seems like it might be a week for him, $3,100. Pick your poison there. If you got $5,000, take Taysom Hill. If you're down closer to $3,000, try Juwan Johnson.
Tight ends, Eric.
Oh, Justin, picking some tight ends against the Vikings. I kind of like that. I'm going to give you the same name I gave you last week, Dalton Kincaid. How could this guy not be in your lineup? He had 11 targets last week for 81 yards. He is the most targeted player on a team with Stephon Diggs on it. Dalton Kincaid's a must-have in your lineups each and every week right now. I mean, for just sheer volume. I mean, this, like I said, 11 targets for a tight end, that's pretty unheard of, and clearly the quarterback trusts him.
So last week, Evan Engram had 10 receptions, 10 targets, 88 yards, and that's not a bad play for $4,500, but still at the top is Trey McBride at $3,500. Again, Kyler Murray coming in. We haven't seen him for a long, long time, but we know it's certainly an upgrade over Clayton Toon and one yard per play. 47 plays, 58 yards the Cardinals had last week. Congratulations to them. But I don't mind Trey McBride still running him out there at $3,500. I think he is a budding star in Atlanta. How about some defenses, Justin?
I love the Chargers this week. They're only $2,600. Bosa is clearly fully healthy. Khalil Mack on the other side. They've got talent in their secondary as well. And it's at home, Detroit, against Detroit. I know it's a good offense, but that also means there's opportunity for turnovers, pick sixes. I really like the Chargers this week, $2,600.
Eric.
Yeah, I don't love the Chargers this week, but I do. I am going to save some money. I'm going to save some money, and I'm going to pick the best defense on the list. I'm going to pick the Cowboys. How do you not play the Cowboys going against the Giants? They absolutely slaughtered them last time we played. I can't imagine it's that bad, John. I mean, it was really bad last time. But, for $4,400, I'm trying to save that extra few dollars and picking that Dallas defense.
Tommy DeVito at quarterback. Lyle, defenses.
You got the money. This is the time to play the Dallas defense. A little better values. Jets, $3,000 against Vegas. Vegas is playing O'Connell, right? And then Arizona. I like Arizona. I think they're going to play well in Kyler Murray's first game. And it's an Atlanta team that I don't know if they can throw the ball. Plus, I think Heinicke will give it up a time or two.
Hospital ball Heinicke. I don't remember if I said Trey McBride played for Atlanta. Certainly, I know he plays for Arizona. Yeah, love the Cowboys. I love the Cardinals. I love the Bengals this week for whatever reason, even though I know Stroud is playing just out of his mind. I don't mind the Bengals at $2,800. I think they're a pretty sneaky, good defense. I can't even tell you to save enough money to play the Giants against Dallas at $2,100. Boy, I know there's a chance there, but that would be an absurd waste of $2,100. All right, we're going to come back. It's time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. For joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. If you are looking for some hardware for your league, like our fantastic Lombardi Trophy, which right now is in the possession of Justin Havemeyer, but it is at our Loon Studios. If you want to come take a look at it, go see our friends over at West Central Trophies, and they don't just do trophies. We've got holiday season coming up. Maybe you want to get some awards or something like that, t-shirts, things like that for your business, or a bachelor party or a bachelorette party or something like that. So many types of customizable items all available. Go to westcentraltrophies.com. Time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. Who's out there quarterback this week, Lyle?
I think one of the most obvious ones, Joshua Dobbs. I think available in about 63% of leagues. He's already produced four 20-plus fantasy point games. So, I mean, you know what you're kind of getting with him. If he finds the end zone on a rushing touchdown, you're pretty much guaranteed 15-plus points. And he's almost a lock, to get that.
Justin, quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Will Levis. He did not have a lot of points last week, but I believe that's a Thursday night game. It's against Pittsburgh. Tomlin is obviously a very good coach, especially defensively and in schemes. But honestly, watching that game, I didn't think Levis looked bad. He didn't make a lot of bad decisions. He just missed on a few. So I'm going to go with Will Levis. He's available in 64% of leagues right now in Tampa Bay. Again, 31st against quarterbacks in fantasy football.
Somehow Pittsburgh has a winning record. Eric, quarterbacks.
Yeah, we mentioned him in daily. Lyle did anyway. I'm going to go Kyler Murray. I mean, he's available in 50% of leagues still. If you manage to not, I mean, for me in my two quarterback league, I drafted him, threw him on the IR right away. So I finally get a chance to start him. But if he's out there, he's worth a pickup. Again, available in 50% of leagues. And, you know, the guy's got 20 plus fantasy point potential each and every other week.
Yeah, if you've got Jalen Hurts or somebody who is on bye this week, then the last name I would throw out is Baker Mayfield, 16th ranked quarterback. He's got a home matchup this week against Tennessee, who he can throw the ball against. 19 points last week, 21, 16, 22. I mean, he's pretty steady Eddie, and as a one-week play, I don't mind one bit throwing Baker Mayfield out there, available in 44% of leagues. Running backs, Justin, here's where it gets a little yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's this way every week too, right? And all the good ones that you did manage to pick up are on IR right now, like Kyren Williams. But this week, available in 57% of leagues, I like Antonio Gibson for the Washington Redskins. He's been getting a fair amount of touches. He's had 5 receptions in his last 2 games in a row, 5 in each. So he's starting to get some targets out of the backfield again. And he has the talent. You know, he has the ability to break one and get in the end zone. And again, he's available. Almost 60% of the league. Antonio Gibson with a great matchup this week against Seattle.
Eric.
Well, John, I'm going to give you the guy, Keaton Mitchell. I mean, the rookie coming from Baltimore last week had 20 fantasy points, kind of the obvious one here. He's available still in looks like almost 80% of fantasy leagues. He is questionable. He's going to be a game. He just got thrown on the injury report late on Friday afternoon. So, I mean, I think you're going to want to see if he's playing. But potential here, John, for a stud running back in Baltimore. Get Mitchell on your lineup. I don't know if he's a good play this week, John, but he's a good guy to get on your bench and see what he does.
Yeah, I picked him up in the Loon League, and I saw you picked him up too, Eric, in another league. And he's not going to get the goal line carries, but pretty exciting player, no doubt about it. Lyle, running backs.
This is super deep league. I'm going to go Ty Chandler. I know I this seems a little weird, but with Akers out, I think they're going to use Chandler more. He does have big plays. He has not played much, but when he has been on the field, he has produced some like 10 and 15 and 20 yard plays when he's touched the ball. I think they're worried about him in pass protection, and with Dobbs, maybe they don't care. Maybe they send him out there and have a speedy backfield with Chandler and Dobbs.
So, yuck. The only name I can really throw out there right now is I can't even. Now, this is wrong. Dang it. Chuba Hubbard seems to have surpassed Miles Sanders on the depth chart, that he is going to be the Carolina running back. So it's only a volume play, and it's only a bye week type of situation, 46% of leagues. And Devin Singletary, another just blah, blah running back that you'll get in there, and maybe he'll catch the ball a couple times. He's available in 54% of leagues, but nothing sexy about that. I think this week is pretty much all about, you know, Keaton Mitchell and just trying to get some life back into your team. Wide receivers, Eric.
You know, I'm going to give you the name Tank Dell. Now, Tank Dell has managed, I mean, this is a good guy for somebody like Jack Culbertson, who your team probably just sucks really bad. So you like need a guy who could possibly get you 30 points. He might get you an 8, but he might get you 30 and actually win you a game. Jack thinks scoring after the big trade last week, John, maybe had 50 fantasy points in the Loon League. So that's just horrible, Jack. What were you thinking? But Tank Dell, with a name like Tank Dell, you got to get him in there. And like I said, he's had 3 times this season, John, he's had over 20 fantasy points. So the boom is there. Get Tank Dell on your team. Throw him in as a sexy flexi.
Lyle.
Well, if you are checking things out on Sunday morning, you could pick up Tyler Boyd for Cincinnati. Looks like it's possible that Higgins and or Chase might miss that game. So check that out. If he misses, he's available in about 50% of leagues. Real deep, I like Brandon Powell. There might not be KJ Osborne on the field this week, so it should be Addison. Maybe Hawkinson's even out. If they're both out, Brandon Powell, you should be picking him up.
Justin.
So it looks like Chase is going to at least try to play. But if he and Higgins are out, I actually like Trenton Irwin, who you maybe have never even heard of. But he had a fair amount of targets last week, and he caught almost all of them. So I don't mind Trenton Irwin there. That's a deep, deep play to go with Lyles. I just like him a little better than Boyd. Otherwise, I'm going to give you old Romeo Doubs for Green Bay. He's available in 60% of leagues. It's a good matchup with Pittsburgh. Their secondary's been struggling. I don't like Jordan Love. He just doesn't look like he's figuring it out. But Doubs is a guy you can pick up in most leagues.
Two names I'll give you that are probably available, not in our leagues. Demario Douglas, Pop Douglas from New England. He is pretty much their offense when it comes to wide receiver now. Available in 73% of leagues, and he can get you something. The other name is Khalil Shakir from Buffalo. He has stepped into the Buffalo slot position. Kincaid now full-time tight end. Gabe Davis airmailed last week. Airmailed a big fat zero last week. Shakir would got you 10 points in a PPR league, and I think is a nice play. Josh Allen is still Josh Allen. The Bills aren't what they are, but he is sending the ball over to Shakir. How about tight ends, Lyle?
I think it's still got to be Trey McBride. I know Ferguson's available for some reason. People need to pick him up. But if he's not available, I'd happily take Trey McBride, who's getting 5+ targets the last 4 weeks, and he gets Kyler Murray back. So big, big fan of McBride.
Justin.
Yeah, I like the McBride because I think a lot of people dropped him because he didn't do much last week and they panicked, but now Murray's coming back. I also like Jonnu Smith for Atlanta. He's available in 67% of leagues. I mean, do you see this guy on that lateral pass? And he is fast, big and fast. I don't understand why teams have not done a better job trying to utilize him. Tennessee, New England. But I like Jonnu. Or Juwan Johnson, who I mentioned in daily play for New Orleans, he is available in every league. So if you are like, my waiver wire is scrounged, Juwan Johnson should be there. He's available in 91% of leagues.
Eric, tight ends.
Yeah, 91% tells listeners to leave his butt on the bench.
It's a waiver wire segment. I mean, you can go ahead and keep picking guys that are available in 30% of leagues, but
pick them up and stash them on your bench and never play them. But who am I picking up? Taysom Hill. You know, we talked about him multiple times. I can't believe this guy's still available in like 37% of leagues. That's just plain stupid. So if that guy's still out there, he better be on your lineup. But I'm going to go with maybe a little. Who did I pick up? Everett from. From San Diego or the Chargers, not San Diego anymore. You know, it's not a great pickup. He did have double digit fantasy points two of his last three outings. There's not a ton of weapons. He got a lot of injuries there with the Chargers. I don't love Everett, but I suggest maybe finding your friend and trying to get George Kittle in a trade if you're desperate for tight end. Otherwise, you know, throw Everett out there and give him a chance.
For me, it's Cade Otton, but I like what all these guys have said as well. But Cade Otton, available in almost 80% of leagues. Last week, he had an awesome week, and sometimes you roll with the hot hand. He had 6 receptions, 70 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, and he had 23 points. And maybe Baker Mayfield knows who he is and where he's at, and he's up against Tennessee. I like all of this week for a plug-and-play for Cade Otton. Let's roll through defenses quick. Justin.
I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts, who draw New England this week, and Mac Jones and company are just not moving the ball offensively. If Indy commits to shutting down Ramondre Stevenson, that's kind of the end of the game for New England, I think. And they are available in 70% of leagues.
Eric.
Yeah, I know John talked me into dropping this defense, but the Raiders are going up against the Jets this week. They're coming off a 19 fantasy point outing last week. John, I know the Raiders defense, you know, they're a little emotional lift last week. I know we'll see if that kind of gets dumped this week and we see the Raiders of old, but they are going up against the Jets, who the offense is just horrible. I mean, if they can stop the run, they have a great chance of at least positive fantasy points. You always want a defense, John, that is not going to get you negative points. I know how John loves negative points for his defense.
Sure do. My favorite thing in the world, Lyle.
Those are the two I had on my list, Colts, Raiders, for obvious reasons. And then I still like the Cardinal D this week. They're getting Heinicke. He does turn over the ball, and they're available in 99% of leagues. So you can get them.
Well, I'm going to give you a top 10 defense that's home this week and up against Derek Carr, and that's the Minnesota Vikings, who seem to now understand this Brian Flores system. I'm not certain how many sacks they'll get you. I'm not certain how many interceptions they'll get you. But Derek Carr is not exactly what you'd call mobile. I like that it's a home game. I like all of it, and they are sneaky. They are the ninth-ranked defense right now in fantasy football, the Minnesota Vikings. All right, we will come back and talk Trenchum and Benchum for the remaining games for Week 10. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Remember, if we can help you out, go get that free Loon app. In the lower right-hand corner, that little blue button that sends us a message right here to the studio. Time for Trenchum and Benchum, Week 10. Big week for buys. Kansas City, Los Angeles Rams, Miami Dolphins, Philadelphia Eagles. These impact a lot of people. So let's kick it off with the next 8:30 a.m. Frankfurt, Germany game, Eric. Not as good as last week's. Indianapolis and New England.
Yeah, you talk about all those great games, and you give me this snoozer. Well, who am I putting in the trenches on the New England side? I'm going to go with Tom Brady. And nope, never mind. I had a flashback, John. We're way out of this. I was going to go, you know, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. We're going to go duel here. No, it's who am I putting in the trenches on this New England team? Well, Stevenson's probably the only guy. I'm putting no Mac Jones. I'm not playing Douglas, although I'll pick him up and put him on my bench. But I'm not playing them. Roeger, Elliott, Smith-Schuster, I'm sitting them all. They're horrible, John. Just Stevenson coming off a 25-point week. He's worth a start or a trench. On the Indianapolis side of the ball, you can feel safe with Jonathan Taylor. He's clearly taken over as the number one. I like Michael Pittman. He is good for a good 15 fantasy points each and every other week. And, you know, I don't like Minshew. Minshew's looked pretty awful out there. But, you know, he's a bench, but he's a safe 15 fantasy points if you're desperate. Zach Moss, it looks like he's a guy you have to sit now, John. I think owners were happy to get a lot of life out of him the first 7 to 8 weeks, but now it's time to put him on the bench. And that's it in this game, John. I'm not playing either one of those defenses, although they both score some points because both these offenses are horrible.
Indianapolis is favored by 1.5, which brings us to Cleveland. Baltimore, this is a little different type of scenario, Lyle.
Yeah. You start with the defenses, right? Those are the ones you're going to trench, Cleveland and Baltimore. If you got those, you're playing them. I mean, really, one of the few times I think I would say that in a matchup where you're playing team defense. But for the Browns, it's sketchy at best. I'd say maybe Amari Cooper as a wide receiver 3 or a flex, because that's pretty much what he's given you this season. I think Jerome Ford, just because there's bye weeks, I think you got to pencil him in as an RB2 or a flex option as well. Every other Brown is on the bench. There are some guys to put in the trenches for the Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson's a must start. So is Mark Andrews. And I think after that, it's probably just Gus Edwards as an RB2. I don't like Zay Flowers this week. And the rest of the receiving options for the Ravens belong on the bench.
Yeah, if you stashed Keaton Mitchell, keep an eye on what happens there.
Baltimore. I like Mitchell, but I'm still keeping him. I'd keep him on the bench as well, just till he's proved it again.
Yep. And Baltimore, who I'm starting to believe is the best team in the NFL, favored by 6.5 points. Justin, Houston, Cincinnati.
Oh, all right. Well, Houston, CJ Stroud, the amazing rookie coming off a 5-touchdown performance, game-winning drive in like no time. He's in the trenches. Dalton Schultz has become a regular at tight end. He's in the trenches. Tank Dell is in your trenches, wide receiver 3, just because of a little bit of the boom bust, but he has been fantastic. Nico Collins, nursing a calf injury, so keep an eye on that. If he plays, put him in. If he doesn't, I'm I'm not going to pivot to Robert Woods or Noah Brown, even after Brown's big game last week. I'm going to stay away. Dameon Pierce is on your bench. Probably, honestly, is safe to just put on the waiver wire. He is not playing. He is just having an awful season. On the Cincinnati side of the ball, and we all kind of knew at some point Joe Burrow and the Bengals were going to wake up. And, it, you know, I think Burrow's also gotten healthy, and he looks as good as any quarterback right now. Putting him in the trenches, if he plays, Ja'Marr Chase has got to go in the trenches. Joe Mixon is in the trenches. P. Higgins as well, if he's back, you put him in the trenches. And I think you can actually play that Bengals defense. They have been playing pretty well as of late. All season, honestly, they haven't had negative points once. So they're a fairly safe play. I'll go ahead and put them in as well.
I may beep out the Dameon Pierce take. I'm trying to trade him to Carter, Justin. I wish you'd cooperate more with that. Cincinnati, favored by 7. I get San Francisco and Jacksonville. San Francisco is going to come off this bye and be well. I'll tell you what, I'd even start Brock Purdy this week. Certainly you're starting McCaffrey. Debo Samuel back on the field. I like that for San Francisco, and I hate saying nice things about San Francisco, but when it comes to fantasy football, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle are all plays this week, and I think they're going to throw a lot of points up on the board. Also, the debut of Chase Young. Get this, for outside pass rushers, Chase Young and Nick Bosa. Trevor Lawrence, good luck, my friend. Over to Jacksonville. You're going to start Lawrence. I mean, the 49ers, you can score on him. There's no doubt about it. So I think Lawrence might be running for his life, but you're starting him. You're starting Travis Etienne. Calvin Ridley. Oof, man, wide receiver 3, flex play. Christian Kirk has turned into a wide receiver 2, and I talked about him earlier. I don't mind Evan Ingram. Lots of starts in this game, but I'm not starting the Jacksonville defense. There is a chance of rain, and San Francisco is favored by 3. Eric, New Orleans taking on the Purple.
All right, John. Well, we'll start with the Purple Pride first. Joshua Dobbs, again, coming off 25 fantasy points last week. I don't mind him for another safe 20 fantasy points. I think they're going to have to score some points here. Hopefully he holds on to the football, unlike a loaf of bread. He's running around there last week with the ball. very exposed. Hopefully the coaches kind of gave him a hard time about that. But I don't mind putting him in the trenches. TJ Hockenson, he's the number 2 tight end in fantasy, John. So TJ Hockenson's in there each and every week. He is a game time decision, but he should play. Alexander Mattson, he's a sexy flexy now that Akers is out. I think Mattson gets, kind of like Lyle said earlier, he gets just by volume. Mattson's a good play. And Addison, again, coming off only a 10-point fantasy outing after a big week the week before. I think Addison bounces back and has a big fantasy week. So I think he's at least a wide receiver number 2. That's it on the Viking side of the ball. I'm putting that defense on the bench as well. On the New Orleans side, a lot of action there. Alvin Kamara, he looks like the Alvin Kamara old. He's in the trenches each and every week. Chris Olave, I like him in the trenches this week against Minnesota, although his season's been a little bit disappointing up and down, coming off a decent week last week. I think Olave finds the end zone this week, so I'm putting him in the trenches. Michael Thomas is a nice, sexy flexy. Taysom Hill, he's a top 10 tight end. And, John, this guy's had 4 weeks in a row with double-digit fantasy points. So Taysom Hill, he's a must start in every league. And that's it, John. I'm not putting anybody else in the trenches.
New Orleans is favored by 3 on the road. I thought that was an interesting line. Lyle, Green Bay, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, not a lot of fantasy attraction here, but we'll go through it anyway. How long has it been? I mean, we've been playing fantasy football for a few years, decades maybe, but the Green Bay Packers have had fantasy-relevant quarterbacks and receivers for forever. But right now, Green Bay, they have Aaron Jones, and he's played 5 games this year. I think he's the only guy you can put in the trenches for Green Bay right now. And that's if he's healthy, and it looks like he is a good to go this week. So put him in as an RB2. Christian Watson, I think, is the only other guy you'd consider, and he is wide receiver 89 for the year. So I don't think you're playing him or any of the other Packers. For Pittsburgh, I like Deontay Johnson. I think he's a safe wide receiver too, now that he's proved he's healthy. And I think it's just Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. I think they're both sexy flexies this week. Harris more in like standard formats, and Warren maybe a little bit better in PPR. And I do like that Pittsburgh defense. Make sure you suit them up.
Pittsburgh favored by 3. Pittsburgh may be the worst 5-3 team And it says something, you talked about it earlier, Justin, how good of a coach Mike Tomlin is. It ain't Matt Canada. Something's happening over there. Last of the early games, and that's yours, Justin, Tennessee-Tampa Bay.
Yeah, real quick, as I was looking into this game and checking on Will Levis, I didn't realize that Atlanta, and people were saying last week their defense was really good and Dobbs did all that craziness against quality defense, but it looks like they are just terrible against bad quarterbacks. They gave up 3 touchdowns to Jordan Love, 3 touchdowns to the Howell, 4 touchdowns to Will Levis in his debut, and they gave up 2 touchdowns last week to a combination, you know, of Dobbs and a rookie. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They do not play well against what is believed to be bad quarterbacks. All right, Tennessee, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Levis. Put them in the trenches. That's it. Staying away from everyone else, tight ends included. On the Tampa Bay side of the ball, I agree with Eric. I like Baker Mayfield in daily play. Tennessee, it says they're very good against the quarterback, but we all know the deal with them, right? They're just so bad against the run that generally teams don't have to pass a lot. They don't put up big stats. But I like Baker this week. I like Godwin, Mike Evans, Rashad White on volume, Kate Otten, great play at tight end that you can go pick up right now off the waiver wire, and that's it. Don't play any defenses or anyone else.
Tampa Bay is favored by 1. Late afternoon games kick off with Jack's Atlanta Falcons taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Because the Cardinals are so bad, Taylor Heinicke can maybe be started in 2 quarterback leagues or, again, a Jalen Hurts or a Matt Stafford or a Patrick Mahomes type of situation. I guess you can throw him out there against Arizona. I think Arthur Smith is coaching for his job right now, and I think that means he's got to start giving the ball to good players, and that includes Bijan Robinson, who I guess I would consider a running back 2 or a flex. Drake London, if he plays, he doesn't have a tag on him right now, which is a good thing. London is a wide receiver 2 or a flex. And Pitts and Jonnu Smith, I don't even know what to tell you. I just don't know what to say at that point. You make the choice on your end. And again, but we've got Kyler Murray back for the Arizona Cardinals, and I like him this week against Arizona. Why not throw him out there? And Marquise Brown, I think, is a flex play. Michael Wilson should be a stash on your bench, as should maybe Rondale Moore, just to see what happens now that they've got a much-needed quarterback upgrade over Clayton Tune coming in. And I do like Trey McBride in any format. Atlanta is favored by 1.5. Eric, Detroit taking on the Chargers.
All right, John, I have some fantasy relevance here. We're going to start on the Chargers side of the ball. Keenan Allen, he's a top 5 receiver. He's in the trenches each and every week. Austin Eckler, he's not looking like himself, but I see this guy getting his 3 or 4 or 5 touchdown games coming up ahead. This guy tends to have some really big games in a season. He hasn't had those yet, so I think he's due, and this might be the game, John, so he's in the trenches each and every week. And then Justin Herbert, again, another top 5 quarterback, in my opinion. This guy's he's got to be out there each and every week as well. I mean, you would think somebody else like Quentin Johnston or somebody's going to have to catch the ball out there with all the injuries, but I'm not putting anybody else in the trenches in my fantasy team, just those 3 guys. I'm going to go on the other side of the ball with Detroit. You know, Amon St. Brown, he's a must start each every week. He's a wide receiver 1, but Jared Goff, a little inconsistency, but with the 2 quarterback league or with the injuries, I think Jared Goff's a safe play this week. He should easily get 20 fantasy points. David Montgomery coming back this week. Again, easily a running back number 2. I like him in the trenches. Sam Laporta, the rookie, top 5 tight end. I called that, John, at the beginning of the year, if you remember. So Sam Laporta, I love him in the trenches each and every week as well. And then Gibbs. Gibbs is a sexy flexy. With Montgomery coming back, expectations should be a little bit lower, but I see a 2 running back committee here, and Gibbs is a safe, sexy flexi this week. I see him getting at least a dozen fantasy points.
Detroit is favored by 3 points. Lyle, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, this is hard to believe. 10 months ago, the Giants beat the Vikings in a playoff game, and this team is horrible, just horrible. I know it's injury-related too, but Tommy DeVito is quarterbacking the Giants. You're not playing him, of course, but I think there's really just the one play, Saquon Barkley. I'll keep it that simple. You play him because he's going to get 20 touches. Moving on to Dallas, I mean, you're playing the rest. You're playing CeeDee Lamb. He's had a great season, probably a top 5 season at the position. playing Dak Prescott. Tony Pollard, who's been a disappointment. I just can imagine the game script fitting this for a good Tony Pollard game. Jake Ferguson is their passing option, their number two passing option at the tight end position. So you're playing him in all formats. I think at this point, definitely playing the Dallas defense. And I think even in a situation, if the game script goes like it should, I think Rico Dowdle gets in and gets 10 touches this game too. So in a deep league, he could be very handy.
Yeah, I was going to bring up old Rico. I think he is a bench stash for the remainder of the year. Dallas favored by 17.5 points.
Wow. Wow.
Giants will win that one. Washington, Seattle, Justin.
Do you guys know Brian Robinson Jr. is the 10th ranked running back in fantasy football right now? That's the scope of the running back landscape in fantasy football this year. That tells you everything you need to know. And it's not a knock on him, but he has yet to hit 100 yards in a single game rushing. Anyway, I guess
it looks like he needs to be tested for steroids, Justin.
Well, he's the one who got shot in the rear end. Remember last year? Started the season off with a bullet in his butt. And not that kind. I see you over there smirking, John. An actual bullet from a gun that had gun, you know. Anyway, all right, Brian Robinson, he's probably in there at least as a flex for you at running back. You know, he's top 10. You got to put him in. Terry McLaurin's in there. Jahan Dotson picking up a little bit of steam as well here over the last couple games. Double digits, two games in a row. I'm putting him in. He is my true sexy flexy, a little Jahan Dotson. Roll with the Howell in a pinch at quarterback with all the injuries. Logan Thomas, he's a weekly play at tight end. He is also top 10 at his position. And that's it for this game. Keep an eye. If Curtis Samuel goes and you're looking for a daily play lineup filler, that's not a bad one right there either. On the Seattle side of the ball, man, I don't know. I don't know what to make of the Seahawks this season. Their record's better than I thought it was. Kenneth Walker in the trenches. DK Metcalf, he's on my bench. Until he has a game where he actually does something, he is, fantasy-wise, having a terrible year. I'm legitimately keeping him on the bench. Tyler Lockett, I'll throw him in the trenches. Geno Smith, because he's a quarterback, you probably don't have better options, and Washington is dead last against quarterbacks, so I'll throw Geno in, and that's it. Roll with the defense, just because the Howell is prone to turn it over, and that's it. Move on.
Could be a sloppy one out there. 70% chance of rain. Seattle favored by 6.5. Sunday night football. Yeah, I know they thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be playing. Makes me wonder if Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth aren't thinking about gouging their eyes out with a scissor after being, you know, subjected to Bears, Panthers, and now New York Jets, Las Vegas Raiders in primetime. Well, Zach Wilson sucks. You're not throwing him out there. Breece Hall, okay. Garrett Wilson's turned into a flex thanks to Zach Wilson. Will Aaron Rodgers come back in 2 or 3 weeks? I guess only time will tell. But that's your only plays in New York. Maybe their defense, I guess, because they're going up against the Raiders. And Aiden O'Connell slinging the ball around now for him. Josh Jacobs is a play there. You can try Devontae Adams. He's still awfully upset, and rightfully so, because he's on a bad team right now. And he's got 51 receptions for 573 yards and 3 touchdowns this year. And that is not a good sign for those of you who are Devontae Adams managers. Not much else to say about this game. Maybe I'm going to find something else to do Sunday night. I don't know. Raiders favored by a point. Monday night football, Eric. Denver Broncos, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, those Raiders, John, are missing, you know, and Adams are missing Carr this year, aren't they? That was a huge mistake for the Raiders to get rid of him and blame him for their problems. And you see how that turned out. You know who I'm going to put in the trenches is Molly from First Take. Whew, duh, man, she is fantastic. Let's go to football here. Who am I putting in the trenches for the Buffalo Bills? Well, Josh Allen, this guy is the number one quarterback in the league. I mean, as far as fantasy is concerned, doesn't matter if they have a bad game or they're on the road where they never play good. Josh Allen always has great fantasy points. He could have just a monster game at home against Denver this week, who is just awful. Stephon Diggs has got to be in the trenches. James Cook, this could be his breakout game. I mean, Denver is horrible against the run, so James Cook needs to be a running back number one this week. Dalton Kincaid, Gabe Davis. I'm playing all the Buffalo Bills this week, John. They're all in the trenches for me. On the Denver side of the ball, well, if you have Russell Wilson, you're trading him for, you know, a tight end if you need to. Otherwise, I'm putting Russell Wilson on the bench, except for maybe in a two-quarterback league. They're going to be playing from behind, John, so Russell Wilson probably a safe 15 to 20 fantasy points. Javonte Williams, he's the running back number two. Cortland Sutton, he's a touchdown machine, so he's a safe wide receiver number two. I'm going to put Judy on the bench, McLaurin on the bench. I'm not playing any of these other Denver Broncos, John. So that's it.
Chance of rain and Buffalo favored by 7.5. And that is going to bring to a close the week 10 edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks again to our sponsors, the United States Marine Corps, ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, and West Central Trophies. Remember, we can help you out in the world of fantasy football. Grab that free Loon app, hit that little blue circle in the lower right-hand corner, send us a message over here to the station, or send us an email, 941theloonrocks@gmail.com. All right, we want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas, and for Eric LeBratton, Lyle Dickman, and Justin Havemeyer, my name is John Jennings. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.